Welcome all. Welcome back to 2020. It seems like it's a repeat of last year. Because little by little, they're slowly trying to separate you and make you defenseless. And they're using that tactic by utilizing incidents that are happening with the police. I'm going to go into some things, and then I'm probably going to have to continue it, because I work too many hours at a fucking hospital that, with this COVID shit, is like a big fucking joke. It's fucking retarded. But just to put it out there, the latest incident with this fucking police bullshit, you had Adam Toledo, 13 years old, hanging out with a 21-year-old, strange man, not even a family member, rolling around 3 o'clock in the morning. So 13 years old with a strange 21-year-old, who knows who the fuck he is, rolling around at 3 o'clock in the morning, shooting at cars on a boulevard or some shit. Cops get called. Chase persists. They get separated. 13-year-old gets clipped. And right away, we're protesting cops all over again. Then today, you had a 7-year-old that was killed in Chicago at a fucking McDonald's drive-thru. So back in Chicago, they're protesting the police because they feel the police initially intended to kill because it was racially motivated. A 7-year-old was killed at a drive-thru, unfortunately, at a fucking drive-thru. And no one cares. Not that much attention on it. You don't hear about it too much. The politicization, I even said that fucking word wrong. I hate that fucking word. Politicizing these fucking events that happen is not how you go about fucking solving problems. Going as a political figure, a public speaker, going into the crowd and saying that, oh, well, we need to stay in the streets. Now, if the Chauvin trial doesn't give the results that they want, they need to be more aggressive. So, we have a couple of instances over here. You have the Chauvin trial going on. We all know about the George Floyd case. Now we heard about the Adam Toledo. We don't hear a lot about the 7-year-old getting shot at a drive-thru. 7-year-old. But we're making a big thing about the police. The problem is societal. It's all around. You're not going to fix the problem by saying, oh, well, we need to fucking defund the police because they're hunting down black people. Well, a 7-year-old just got shot. And a lot of people get shot in Chicago. So now all of a sudden in Chicago, are we going to make a big fucking deal? We're going to make a big brouhaha because we fucking care. We're warriors for social justice. We're going to go march in the street. BLM. Fuck the police. Okay. I see. You know, I did an anchor a while back, and I specifically fucking said, Any fucking time, they in fucking these fucking politicians, they come up with a law or pass a bill or whatever, labeling something, whatever, that doesn't mean it ends. That just means, motherfucker, they gave it a name because those problems are still going to persist. What I want to know is, why was or why is no one questioning it before you even blame the fucking police? Why was a fucking 13-year-old out at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning with a fucking jerk-off 21-year-old who wasn't even a fucking family member shooting into the fucking boulevard? Shooting at cars. I'm not justifying that he should have been shot. But in the fucked up world we live in, let's say he was just shooting all night. He's 13, 3 o'clock in the morning. You already know by 16 that motherfucker's going to be in jail for a murder anyway. Those are facts. Little homicide. Right? Everyone's cool. Now you got fucking gang members that want to fucking revenge the death of the 13-year-old. You're the cause of it. You're the cause of the fucking death. Gangs are the cause of a lot of deaths. Not only fucking police. Police are irresponsible, reckless, lazy, and can't handle confrontation too well. That's their problem. They get a fucking degree. They get 4 years of college. They do some fucking bullshit run around the track fucking routine. They do 1 week of fucking holding a gun. And then they're thrown into society where multiple personalities are fucking everywhere. Who knows how to handle anyone? But they feel they're protected because they have a piece. Not justifying anything. That's their problem. But now you have gang members that want to fucking go and revenge the 13-year-old little homicide. They're the reason why that kid is there right now. Why he's gone. You see, the cop killed him, yeah. Not intentionally, don't get me wrong. Me personally, I don't feel he intended to shoot the kid. These are all fucking reflexes everyone has. Unfortunately, we have to start learning to deal with each other differently. We're not going to solve the problem by every time something doesn't go the fucking way we want or the media represents it in a negative light that we're going to act like we're going to go save the fucking planet by being assholes. Why the fuck was a 13-year-old out at 3 o'clock in the morning? Where the fuck was his parents? I mean, like, common sense questions. I mean, we're just like, oh, the 13-year-old was killed by the police. We need to go out there and march. Okay. It's just like the George Floyd thing. Everyone will be so happy if they get Chauvin in jail. Fragile-minded motherfuckers. All of you. You think that if Chauvin goes to jail, you guys should just be happy for that? You actually think Chauvin gets convicted for life, let's say. Because me personally, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think he's going to get convicted. They need that conviction not to go as planned so they could persist with the riots to perform another series of lockdowns for the summer. That's why they're persistent with it. It's an antagonized fucking race war perpetuated by fucking politicians politicizing deaths. They're marketing off of it. Fucking idiots. All fucking slaves. You want to talk about many years ago? You want to talk about fucking Jim Crow? You're falling into the same fucking diabolical fucking plan they have. They can't control what's fucking united. You can't have an organization that's trying to have some meaning when the founders who want to talk all this shit about capitalism, nuclear families, and everything else are making money buying houses. And you're burning someone else's house down for your so-called justice. It's a huge fucking sick fucking game. All pawns. The first ones to go on a fucking chessboard are the pawns. The front line of stupid. Now, the whole George Floyd thing I was going to get into before is that if everyone's happy, if Chauvin gets fucking convicted, don't really give a fuck about George Floyd. It's a mockery. It's a fucking joke. Number one, if Chauvin had anything on his jacket, on his record, that should have required him to be disbarred from the police a while ago, who else knew about it? Why did they keep him on the force? Why did they utilize him if they knew that this is what the fuck he was doing recklessly in the fucking streets for as long as he was a police officer? I mean, you got the IG, AG, you got your fucking, you got the commissioner, you got the fucking governors, the mayors. Shouldn't it fall down the line? Isn't every one of those people responsible? Just like the parents would also be responsible for Adam Toledo. Not just the cop. Societal issue. We don't take care of our fucking kids. And the first instance that something happens to them, we want to lay blame on the person who perpetrated it. Can't blame the 21-year-old, can't blame the gangs. That's the way they live, and that's how gangs are created. Everything comes from the home. It's where it starts. And apparently this fucking kid's home was broken because he's 13 years old at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, really? Really? And people want to be so justified in Chicago and want to burn and loot stores and all this other shit, thinking that they're fighting for injustices and shit like that. It's all around. Just saying, it's all around. It's not one-sided. Just like that other fucking cop with the other dude, Dante Wright. Okay, here's what you have. You have a petrified fucking pussy for a fucking police officer who claims that she didn't know that she had her taser. Instead, she had her gun. First off, I never held a gun, really. I mean, I held a fucking rifle, but there has to be a weight difference. Number one, it's common sense. Plus, it's on, you know, the gun's on one side, taser's on the other. And the feel has to be different. But you pull over, whatever the case is, they're pulling over for fucking tags or whatever. Turns out that he had fucking warrants out. Again, unjustifiable death. I'm not justifying it. But he was another one. Going all over Insta, flashing his fucking gun, robbed some fucking woman. So now, what's to say this Dante Wright would have killed the woman, and let's say he got away with it, no one knew about it, and the gun was linked to the murder of the woman? Would it have been justified then to kill him? Now, I'm not saying that he should have been fucking killed because of that or because of past actions, because there's a lot of people that do fucked up shit in their life, and, you know, they make amends for it. Everyone does fucked up shit. No one's fucking perfect human being in this fucking planet. We all have different point of views. We all see and try to address things differently. But it's hard to do that when you don't come from certain backgrounds. A lot of people are going by what they see on a video. That's the problem. If that fucking guy had warrants out for his arrest, they should have just let him rock. Then go have him picked up, do the fucking night or whatever the fuck it was, pay the fine, that was it. He would have been living to see another day. But he was wrong as well for resisting. She was wrong, totally wrong, for mistakenly confusing her fucking gun for her taser. So you have assholes in society X-ing themselves out. The only one I really feel bad for out of all these fucking incidents is the 70-year-old in Chicago, but I don't see people going to go fucking crazy for that one. That was a civilian probably did that one. That's why you don't hear about it too much. But when you go on the fucking news, because the news is the most evil fucking shit out there, they program motherfuckers. I never thought that the fucking this society was full of a bunch of fucking fragile minds and can't distinguish or can't decipher what the fuck is going on. A 7-year-old was shot at a fucking McDonald's drive-thru and doesn't get enough fucking press. Man, 7-year-olds fucking didn't do nothing. Was in the fucking car, I think, with one of the parents. That's a fucked up story. I don't care about the fucking other ones, to be honest with you. Those are the parents' fault. But even in a society as fucked up as this, even the innocent get it. And they get no credit. You'll never hear about the 7-year-old too much. You'll probably hear it about it for about 5 minutes. Probably get maybe 10, 15 minutes of airtime on certain news stations because they just want to keep this thing going. It's just like Chris Cuomo said. He's saying that the gun reform issue won't be addressed unless white children are shot. Well, what about the ones that aren't covered? Now, this is coming from a dirtbag whose fucking brother made millions during the COVID pandemic on how great he was. Named a bridge after himself for his fucking father. Even gave himself a fucking raise. But it's funny how in the beginning of the year, whatever, February, whatever the fuck happened, January, mid-January, February, it started coming out that this motherfucker was a sexual predator. Well, they say, well, Donald Trump was too, but they didn't fucking hide his stories, did they? But Chris Cuomo, you see, Andrew Cuomo, you see how those sort of like went under the rug a little bit. You don't hear about him too much. While people were dying, him and his brother were making a mockery of the whole COVID thing. Big, huge cotton swabs up the nose. This guy's coming up from his gym in his basement. Finally quarantined, like he stood away from family. Listen, people, if you're watching the news and these motherfuckers, you're in a fucking movie. Everything is a fucking scripted fucking reality show. The news is a branch of the CIA. Psychologically damaging your fucking minds. Conjuring up a fucking race war to keep you fucking divided. Because the more you're divided and focused on stupid things that make no fucking sense and you know you're not going to fix, there are a million things going on that are going to fucking affect your fucking lives in ways you wish you were paying attention to in the beginning. Now, you could take what I say and be like, oh, this guy's fucked up. Maybe he's fucking crazy or whatever. But what's crazy? Watching a guy kneel on a neck, then get a gold casket and multiple funerals while a lot of people didn't. I don't know. Everything's coming full circle, isn't it? Then you got to hear about all these cop shootings all of a sudden when people were going through a random amount of women claiming sexual assault against a certain politician, all fed under the rug. There's so much fucked up shit going on that you're not paying attention to. You got to follow. Watch how the stories fucking change. What are they feeding you the most? If you let them feed you the shit they're feeding you, they got you. They cannot do nothing with a unified fucking front. Now, that doesn't mean that black lives don't matter. That's fucking bullshit. If you're not with a certain movement, that doesn't mean you're racist. I don't believe in any fucking movements, to be fucking honest with you. I think they're all fucking retarded. I see things fucking differently than most people. Everyone does. But if you start segregating yourself in certain groups or movements, thinking it's for a fucking cause, they are going to market off your ass, make money off your ass. You're going to be the one left straggling fucking behind. No life matters until you have respect for actual fucking life. You know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. Can't sit there and say, okay, fine. We have all lives matter. Okay. How the fuck do all lives matter? How the fuck do all lives matter? If everyone is assaulting, getting assaulted on a constant basis, because those problems are not getting fixed, because you're just worried about a specific group of problems that fit your fucking movement's narrative. So if a black life fucking mattered, then we would hear about the fucking 7-year-old more. If that mattered, a 13-year-old wouldn't be on the fucking street at 3 in the fucking morning. So let's not act like we fucking care. Let's not act like we give a shit. No one gives a shit. It's a fucking lost cause. A lost fucking cause. And unfortunately, when the shit does hit the fucking fan, don't say you weren't told. Till next time.